He's got the toys. He's got showmanship. And he's got sex appeal. Ladies and gentlemen, from the great Southwest, here's the guru of gadgets, the dapper and dashing Don Bain, the Gadget Professor.
Gadget Professor.
Well, hello everyone and welcome. My name is Don Bain, and of course, I am the Gadget Professor. We are coming at you live from our Scottsdale, Arizona studio. Welcome everyone. We are on show number 325. That's a magic lucky number, 325. Well, it's still heating up here in Arizona. There's no question about it. It's 98 degrees and it's getting pretty humid out there, and not much I can do about it. It rained today for the first time probably in 2 months, for at least 10 seconds, and then it stopped. But in any event, we're here snug as a bug in a rug in our studio. We have a really cool gadget today that has actually a lot of versatility. Let's take a quick peek at this gadget and see what it is. So here we go on camera two. This is called the MXQ CLX Android Box, and this is an Amlogic computer here, and this thing is really an amazing box for its price, and we'll get into that in just a second or so. If you're new to the Gadget Professor, I'd like to personally welcome you. The Gadget Professor Show is now heard in 172 countries all around the world, and I have you to thank for it. Basically, every Thursday night, we come up with a new show. We release it Thursday evening, Arizona time, and we talk about different types of gadgets. We talk about software, hardware, things that will enhance your life, and then every show I try to give at least 3 to 4 apps on both the iPhone platform and your iOS platform, and also the Droid platform. And tonight we're going to do that too. We have some must-have apps for tonight. These are some cool apps. So, in any event, if you'd like to email me, you can do that 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com. That would be thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com. I do try to answer all the email, but give me enough information so I could answer your question. I get these emails that say, how do I turn this on? I am pressing the on button. Like, I have no idea what you're talking about. So try to give me some detail, and I will definitely try to help you with that. If you need recommendations on pretty much any type of gadget out there, stereo, headset, whatever it is, phone, just email me and I'll try to get back to you ASAP. All right, let's take a look at the gadget of the day, and we will go on the website to take a first peek. Let's do that. Let's take a look at the website. So here it is, and we're looking at the Amazon site right now, and as you'll notice, this box is $55, and why would you use this? Well, there's a lot of reasons that you'd want to use this box. First of all, it's Android based, so pretty much any Android app that is out there you can put on this little mini computer, and that's exactly what it is. This little device, you will plug in pretty much any USB mouse, keyboard, and plug it into a monitor, and away you go. It has tremendous functionality, and literally, if you're a college student, high school student, or you just want a spare computer and you don't want to spend a lot of money, I'll tell you, don't overlook these devices. They're very, very cool. Let's take a look at the webpage, and we'll see some of the functionality that this comes with. So here we go. If you'll notice on the back here, oops, let's get that up again. Right here we have the back of this device, and we'll take a look at it up close. But it does come with an AV jack, a network Ethernet cable hookup, which is wonderful. It also comes with a very cool HDMI cable, a SPDIF out, which is an optical out, and a power supply. So right off the top, you'll see that this is a very versatile device. If we look close up on the actual unit, this is what comes in the box. You get its the typical power supply. Yes, yet another power supply for you to deal with. Why they don't standardize on a plug, I just don't know, but it comes with it anyway, so yes, it has to be plugged in. It also comes with a very nice brand new shiny HDMI cable, and that's always a nice plus. A lot of these systems, even though they're cheap, they don't give you an HDMI cord, so this does come with it. And of course, it's going to come with its own clicker. Now, you're going to notice that this looks like a standard clicker. quicker. But even though they look alike, sometimes they don't work. I have maybe 10 or 15 of these little computers that I use for all kinds of things, including putting on Kodi, and it works real well with the Kodi app. But you'll notice I take a label gun, and I always mark what computer, what box it actually goes to, so that way when I lose the clicker, I try to locate it. At least I know what it is for, because as I said, I have probably 10 of these clickers that look similar, but yet they don't interchange with the box. So the box is pretty well made. It's plastic, no question about that. On the side, it comes with two USB ports. You can see here, I actually have the Logitech mouse plugged into here. That's the mouse port, and that works real well. Pretty much any standard USB mouse, you plug it in here, it works. You can use this other USB plug for a keyboard or whatever else you want. Another nice feature is this comes with a small SD card slot, and this does take the smaller SD slots. So if you want to put your videos on there, or your photographs from your digital camera or whatever, that slot makes it real easy because you can just play it. On the back, nothing on that side. On the back, it has a lot of cool things. As we looked at earlier on, there's your AV jack. It does not come with extra AV cords. You'll have to purchase those. It does come with a standard Ethernet port, so if you have a wire, you're coming off your router, or you have a port in one of your rooms, it's a real nice feature that you don't have to deal with the Wi-Fi. This is also Wi-Fi capable, as we'll see in a second. And right here is where you would plug in the output, your HDMI cable, and as I said, it comes with that. And in the back, of course, here's your power pack where the power supply will plug in. The other end will go into the outlet. So pretty straightforward. What's unusual about this box, couple things actually that I like, again for the price, is this antenna. This is a Wi-Fi antenna, and this really enhances and helps you pick up your Wi-Fi signal if it's weak or you need more boost. It's great to have an antenna on this. Again, this will rotate any way you want, but for the same price, you'll buy another box that doesn't come with the antenna. Yes, it's Bluetooth capable, no problem there. So that's pretty much what it looks like. One of the great features about this that I really, really like, and you don't see it too often, is the front actually has a boot screen and an LED light in it, and a time, so it has a clock on it. So let's plug this in. Obviously, I don't have it connected to the monitor yet, but I have a cable cord right here, and I'm just going to plug it into the back, and you'll see that the blue light might not look blue on your screen, but the blue light will light up. Okay, and then what will happen is it boots, as you can see there, and it says 5 o'clock, but it's really not 5 o'clock here, it's just booting up. And then of course, when you actually turn the device on, and again, it's not hooked up, I'll use the clicker and we'll turn that on. It will pretty much tell you what's going on or what's not going on. So it's 1:54 right now, the clock actually came on. And very cool feature, it also tell you that the Wi-Fi is actually connected, and that's indicated right there. I don't know if you could see that, but right there, I think you can see it now, it says Wi-Fi. So that's also pretty cool. And let's actually plug this device in now, and we'll take a look at the screen. So what I'm going to do is we'll stop the camera for a second. I'm going to plug the HDMI cord in the back, and we'll take a look and see what this actually looks like, the screen itself. All right, so I have the lights off in the studio now, and we'll take a look on camera too and see what this looks like. So here we go. I have that mouse plugged in. It's nothing special, just a standard mouse. And as you can see, this is the interface that actually comes up. I have the Google Play Store, YouTube, Netflix, Local, Taskkill, all the apps, Sling if I want to do that. Down here I have games. If you want to bring up a browser, you just click like that and boom, there's the browser, and you can basically type in whatever you want if you're using a keyboard. You have adjustments for the screen. All kinds of things like that. So it's quite robust and pretty much very similar to anything else in terms of an Android box that's out there. Here's one thing that's a little strange, but there's definitely a way around it. If you click on Media Player, it instantly brings up Kodi. And that's kind of neat if you have Kodi on there. This person's box that I borrowed is running Titanium. Now, as I said, you can get pretty much anything that's on an Android phone. You have the ability to get here. You can watch YouTube. You can click here and get all the apps that are available. You can add apps. You can take off apps. Pretty much anything that you want to put on this, you can do. And it works quite well. No question about that. It's robust, it's quick, and I'm pretty pleased with it in general. Again, it's a great box for running pretty much any application that you want. It's great for watching Netflix, and not much that you can't do with this, and it comes with a lot of nice features. So for $55, you're not going to be unhappy with this. The remote control that it comes with is also capable of turning on your TV. It has an extra slot there, if you will, to turn on some other device. So that's nice. The volume control, the changing of the channel, it's all here. So some people just use this exclusively, and also scroll down on the keys, up, down, left, right, to get to the characters. I prefer a mouse. It's so much easier, and the mice are so cheap these days. I would definitely add a mouse, and actually I would even add a keyboard. In fact, if you remember last week, we talked about this combination wireless keyboard mouse. This is perfect to use in conjunction with this box. There's no question about that. In general, I'm pretty pleased with it. The antenna on the box, on the back of the box, is excellent. It really helps and enhances the reception of the Wi-Fi signal. So if you're interested in a mini computer, something that you want to put games on, something that you want to put a police scanner on, something that you may want to run Kodi on or watch Netflix on or any of those features, it's all available and it works quite well. The other thing I will point out in terms of functionality, if we look at the web page, it's pretty robust for $55. You're going to get that Amlogic S905X processor, which is awesome. You're getting 2 gigabytes of RAM instead of the typical one for the $55. You're also going to get 16 gigs of eMMC RAM rather than the 8 gigs. So typically these boxes are 1 gig, 8 gig. This is 2 gig, 16. So that's substantial. It's doubled that. That 2 gigs, 2 gigabyte of DDR RAM is really, DDR3 actually RAM, is really handy to have. And that 16 gigabytes of the eMMC RAM is extremely good to have. It's quite a powerful box for the money. It really is. And if you're looking for one of these streaming boxes for $54, I'd rather buy one of these than get a stick, a Fire Stick. It has the 2 gigabytes instead of the 1, 16 gigabytes instead of the 8. The antenna on the back makes it significantly more power to pick up the Wi-Fi. You have the Bluetooth. The antenna's great. The clock on the front is really super here. I mean, it's really a nice box. And it shows right here, 4.1, and it's also 4K compatible. So enough said. Check this box out. I think you'll enjoy it. All right, let us get to the apps of the day. I have some amazing apps, and these are all really cool apps. I have used and continue to use every single one of these apps that I'm about to show you, and I mean every single one. The first one, if you take a bad photo, which I don't know how you can with the smartphones today, but this particular app, it's called InLight Quick Shot. This is a very cool app. You have to fight with this to take a bad picture. It's that good. InLight Quick Shot will make you fall in love with mobile photography. Here's a convenient app that will allow your camera to pretty much choose whatever effect you want. Quick Shot combines speed, simplicity, power into one streamlined app that makes photo editing a cinch, and it is. So you can do all these shots real easy. You'll see the explosion in the back. That's easy to do. The motion is a piece of cake. And look at the steam coming out of the coffee cup. And it also does all kinds of enhancements with the single click of a button. This app costs you nothing. So if you really want to have people think you're a great photographer, even though you suck, this could be the app that you're looking for. It's called InLight Quick Shot. All right, our next app is an app that you kind of got to work with. It's free. It really works well. I've just run it through its paces this week. Unfortunately, it's for on iTunes only, so you have to have an iPhone. But this is a great little app. It's called Adobe Spark Video. Adobe Spark Video. Here it is. It's free, which really boggles my mind that they can do this. But you will get a movie. You'll be creating a movie, one of the simplest, most creative, most joyous apps ever written. I don't know about that. The end result is a polished, professional-looking job suitable for your business or just making other kids in your class look like rank amateurs. Very highly recommended, Spark Video. Spark Video helps anyone create compelling video stories in minutes. Easily add and trim video clips. Make your own video stand out on the social networks. You can pick from over 1 million beautiful, iconic images, all free, and you can add your own images and highlight those too. So you're basically going to come up with a really professional quality video. Now, what's cool about this app, if you happen to have an iPhone, is that if you want to make a quick business video, or you have a new piece of equipment that you want to showcase, or a procedure or anything like that, so once again, if you're a doctor, a lawyer, or an Indian chief, all of the above or none of the above, this will make you look real good. And what I like about these things, they're all in template format, which means you kind of pick up the effect that you want, you dial it in, and then you put your camera on, and you leave everything else to the camera. It's going to give you the right exposures. It's going to give you multiple exposures to get that jumping effect, or that, you know, when you throw the ball effect. It does it all for you easily and does all the mathematical calculations and exposure calculations. That's why I love these apps. They really make photography and video a lot of fun, and the results look great. Now, here's an app that I found because of out of desperation. I needed to measure something, and I didn't have my tape measure, and it was not a fun thing. But I checked on the net, and I did a quick search, and I come up with this AR measure kit. This thing is free, and you're gonna like this a lot. This essentially is like having a tape measure in your pocket, so you could pretty much measure anything that you want using this app, and it's very, very, very accurate. They've gone through several revisions of this, and I think most of the bugs are out of it. Some of the things that it has is a ruler, which we know that, so you can measure straight lines on any surface, such as a desk or a wall, which is neat. You just project the dots, calculates what the measurement is between those two, so that's kind of really neat. It has a trajectory measured by drawing, moving on your device in the real world. It has a marker pin. You can measure the distance from the device to the camera to a fixed point in space. It will measure angles, which is really something. If you have a corner or a piece of a frame that you want to know what the cut is, this will tell you what the angle is. It will give you a person's height if you want to measure how tall they are, or your kids or your friends or whatever. I don't care who you measure. It will do a cube visualization. So if you're looking at a car, for example, you want to know how big it is, if it will fit in the garage, you put your camera on this, and it will actually give you a sense of the width, the length, the height, those types of things. So for free, you're not going to find a more functional app. It's really, really well worth it. AR Measure Kit. And now, here's an app that if you're using presentations on your, again, on your AOS system, on your iOS system, this app is pretty cool. I've used it twice now. I will admit it took a little bit to get used to it. It's called Haiku Deck, and whether you're pitching an idea, teaching a lesson, telling a story, or igniting a movement, Haiku Deck is used to create beautiful and wow presentations for your audience. And this got huge accolades. You essentially can create, edit, and view anytime, anywhere. Seamless real-time syncing between the iPhone, your iPad, and the web, which is very nice. Create and edit your Haiku on the decks on the web, on your iPhone, or on your iPad. You can use your iPhone as a remote in the presentation mode, which is very cool and very handy. And you can view image-rich Haiku decks in a mobile-optimized display, for example, on your tablet. So it goes through a really robust list of features, and if you're into giving presentations and you're on the iOS platform, I can't think of one reason why you wouldn't use this. It is free, the app is free, and they have a lot of enhancements. So if you want to buy some images or something, they're like $2. They have a pro version for $20, and I'll tell you, $20 might seem like a lot, but if you're using this, it has so many additional features that it's almost a no-brainer to purchase this. So check it out. They have a great website. They show you everything in full motion, and it works really well. Now, Let's talk about some apps for those Android folks out there. I don't want to forget them. I use this all the time. I have a tablet and I use AIO Remote all the time. It's free and it's basically a remote control on steroids, really. And you just install this on any Droid operating system that you have, any device that you have, and you have a really cool remote, no question about it. So check that out, 100% free, and it works 100%. Now, here's an app that I put on. I have an Android tablet, I have a Samsung tablet, and I put this on it, and I put this in the car, and I got one of those holders. In fact, I think we might take a look at one of those holders for your tablets maybe next week or the week after. Got a real cool one to test out. I love it. But this is called Android Auto, and what this does, it creates like a dashboard effect on your smartphone or on your tablet, and it will create maps, media, messaging, and voice. Android Auto is your smart driving companion with a simplified interface, large buttons, and powerful voice actions. Android is designed to make it easier to use your apps from your phone while you're on the road. You can route to your next destination using Google Maps with real-time GPS navigation. And also it has traffic alerts like a policeman ahead or accident or whatever the case may be. It's similar to Waze in that respect, and it's very accurate. These things are really, really good now. You can make calls using voice actions and answer incoming calls with just a tap, and that's why I like to have the laptop in the car, tablet in the car, because it's big and I can just reach and touch it. I don't have to focus on a little smartphone. So you can listen to your favorite media apps, including Google Play Music, Spotify, Pandora, the Amazon Music, whatever you have. It's all available there. You can send and receive messages through actions using SMS, Hangouts, WhatsApp, Facebook, whatever. Obviously, you're not going to be driving and doing this. Jesus, don't do that. That aggravates me so much. And there's 100 other features that this have. I could spend just a day talking about this app, but I'm telling you, it's free, and it's one of these apps that it's just a no-brainer. If you have a Droid operating system and you want something that's really cool to use in your vehicle without getting yourself killed, this is the app to use, and it's totally free, so there's no excuses. Now, this last app I'm really passionate about, and this app is available both on the iOS, your Apple products, and also the Droid products. And I'll tell you, you should really install this app, because it's called Be My Eyes. And essentially what you're doing is you're helping someone who's blind. And it's a very clever app. Excuse me. It's totally free. And I would urge you to put this app on your phone or your tablet. Again, there's no excuse, because it's available on both the Droid system and certainly the iOS. This is an app that you will lend your eyes to a blind person in need through a live video connection, or be assisted by a network. You're going to be assisted if you're blind by a network of sighted viewers. Be My Eyes is all about contributing and benefiting from small acts of kindness. So hop on board and get involved. And essentially, if you're blind or visually impaired users, they can request help from a sighted volunteer. So I'll volunteer, who will be notified on their phone as soon as the first sighted user accepts the request for help. The live audio-visual connection will be set up between the two parties. The sighted helper can now assist the blind person or the visually impaired person through the video connection from the blind or visually impaired user rear interface camera. As a sighted user, you'll be part of a big Be My Eyes volunteer network, so don't worry about leaving the blind person hanging. If you're not able to answer the request, they'll simply forward the request to another volunteer. So the blind or impaired person can need help from anything from knowing when the expiration date is on a can or carton of milk, or to make sure that their clothes match. Note, we encourage blind or visually impaired users to be patient, because the network is not that robust. That's why I'm telling you guys and you gals out there right now that you really should put this on your phone, because what a great thing. They say, however, that most calls will be answered within 60 seconds. I have this both on my my Samsung tablet and also on my iPhone and on my iPad, and I have not had anyone call because I just installed the app last night, but I just thought it was such a wonderful idea, and I would be grateful if I could help even one person. So, you know, folks, give a little bit of your time, and, you know, we're all blessed with sight, and though some people that are ill or for whatever reason can't see or are sight impaired, we always want to help them as much as we can, as we do all handicapped people. I will see everyone next Thursday. So long from the Gadget Professor.
The Gadget Professor is produced by Don Bain.
Multimedia Communications, LLC.
If you would like your product reviewed on The Gadget Professor or would like to appear on The Gadget Professor, contact us via email at thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com. The opinions expressed on the program by the host, guests, call-in listeners, or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. And thank you for watching The Gadget Professor.